You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9. And Kez, it's that time of year. It's time to get the Soundwave acts
rolling
onto the Joy phones. And I'm really, really looking forward to who we're talking to today. It's an all-girl band from LA. They're a fantastic example of the talent that will be coming to Soundwave. They're still in their teens, actually. They're all about like 14, 15 years old. They're explosive. They're pretty awesome. And they are Cherry Bomb. And joining us on the line is their guitarist, Miranda. Miranda, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Now, we know that the name Cherry Bomb comes from a 2009 book of the same name. But why did you guys choose it to represent your band?
Well, you know, we saw the book lying around and it sounded so explosive and it described us. And it just kind of fit because we had been arguing over it for a while. We saw it and it just clicked.
Were there any other names that you'd been considering?
Yeah, we actually had some really long names like Running with Scissors and stuff like that that, you know, we thought were really cool at the time. But, I mean, we had a huge list and that just ended up being the name.
Oh, that's crazy. For people who are unfamiliar with Cherry Bomb, how would you define yourselves in your music?
Well, if you take the Foo Fighters, Muse, Led Zeppelin, and Garbage and stick them all in a pot, you get Cherry Bomb.
Nice, nice. Now, out of all those bands you just mentioned, which one represents your style the most?
Oh, geez, it depends. I mean, we all love the Foo Fighters, and they've been a great influence on us. Muse also, they've all been huge influences on us, so it just kind of depends.
Now, Miranda, you girls, you're actually managed by Samantha Maloney, who... She's performed with bands like Hole, Motley Crue, Eagles of Death Metal, and Peaches. Now, do you ever find her to be a little bit intimidating, or has she just become one of the girls now?
No, she's definitely become one of us. I mean, she's so cool. She's like, you know, she's completely in with the crowd, I guess.
When Cherry Bomb started out, did you ever think you would make it as far as you have?
You know, I didn't really know what to expect when we first started. I'm always amazed at how much we've done so far, and, you know, it's so exciting, and I hope we can go even farther, but I never know what to expect.
Miranda, if you weren't in Cherry Bomb, what do you think you'd be doing with your life?
Sitting in a corner and crying.
do you still have to go to school? Because you are all still in your mid-teens, is that right?
Yeah, well, we actually started homeschooling because we just were so busy, like, school was, it was hard to fit that in with everything else, so we homeschool around everything, and so we can do everything we need to do.
Now, be honest, how jealous are your friends from high school that you guys are blowing up and becoming this huge, popular, and successful band?
You know, actually, most of my friends are really supportive, and because they kind of know me as the girl in the rock band, so that's kind of, you know, how they see me.
Okay, now, Miranda, your first EP, Stuck, came out late last year. How long will the fans have to wait for Cherry Bomb's first album?
Well, our album is coming out, early summer. So you have to wait a couple months, but you can listen to our EP in the meantime.
Okay, can you tell us anything about the tracks that you've been working on for that album? Or maybe an album name or something the fans might not know?
Well, the album name hasn't been decided yet.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you, the album is kind of our evolution from our EP. You know, like, you know, we're starting to really find what our sound is, and I think, well, I hope everyone really likes it, because we're very proud of it, and, you know, we're so excited for it to come out.
I wanted to ask you a question about your EP. You actually cover a Foo Fighters song, The Pretender. Have they actually seen you perform that song yet?
Yeah, I think they saw the video we had, and I think that's how we got to open up for the Foo Fighters, actually, because they saw that and talked to our manager, I guess, and we're hoping that they really liked it.
So what was it like opening for the Foo Fighters?
It was so surreal. I mean... The fact that we got to open for the Foo Fighters already, and that, you know, they were talking to us, we got to have dinner with them and everything. I mean, it was just amazing.
Oh, you've made us both incredibly jealous. Well done.
So, what can we expect from Cherry Bomb in the years to come?
Well, hopefully a lot. We're coming out with our first album, and we're hoping to go to a lot more places and play all around. We want to travel and take over the world with our music.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Cherry Bomb will be coming down under for Soundwave. How excited are you to perform for your Aussie fans?
Oh, I'm so excited to go to Australia. We all are.
Have any of you actually been here before?
No, we haven't.
Okay, so if you get any spare time, because, you know, Soundwave and all your side shows is probably going to be ridiculous, but what do you think you girls might get up to?
Actually, we all really want to go to ACDC Lane, and we're hoping to do the bridge climb in Sydney, too, because that sounds really fun.
You might be a little bit disappointed with ACDC Lane. These days, it's mostly graffiti and urine, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, but it's definitely worth checking out. It's actually not too far from where we are at the moment.
Oh, cool. You guys are in Melbourne?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, cool.
Miranda, out of all the acts playing at Soundwave, what would you say to people to get them to come and see Cherry Bomb perform live?
Well, I mean, what we're doing is rocking out on stage, and if someone wants to come see rock, then, you know, just come on over to our stage.
Beautiful. Now, we'll be there to make sure that you girls absolutely rock the crap out of Soundwave. Miranda, thank you so much for being on the show, and hopefully ACDC Lane and the Bridge Climb aren't too disappointing.
Thank you guys so much.